This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's switch gears just a little bit. Let's talk about round one and two of the NCAA tournament, and the ratings have come in big. TNT and CBS Sports, they have announced that this was the best viewership of the NCAA tournament since 1993. The viewership through the second round of the tournament across their networks averaged 9.4 million viewers. It was the most watched tournament in 32 years. On Sunday, when it had Kentucky and Illinois and Baylor and Duke, it averaged 10.1 million viewers. That is up from last year. Now, I think we've gotten a little bit fun with the ratings because they now come in from so many different places and they've made it easier to watch on the go than ever before. That's neither here nor there. I think that gambling plays a big part of this. But I also think that we have to acknowledge one thing about the sports consumer. I don't think that sports fans watch games anymore. I think they watch events. And that's not a bad thing. I think the NCAA tournament is the basketball event. I don't think it's the NBA playoffs for a lot of people. I don't think it's the NBA finals for a lot of people. I think there are a group of people that don't really watch a lot of basketball games, and their basketball interaction is one event. It's the three weekends of the NCAA tournament. I'll watch that. Because you just can't convince me that the NCAA tournament this season is as popular as it's been in the last 30 years. You mean like more than 95, more than 99, more than two? This is the most popular tournament in 32 years? There's one star. You don't know the coaches anymore. We used to know the coaches. You knew who the coach of Syracuse was and Georgetown was and Kansas and Duke and North Carolina. So you don't know the coaches anymore. You don't know the players anymore. It's just basketball. And that's great. I was locked into the tournament. Based on the ratings, you were also locked on the NCAA tournament. People watch events. People don't watch games. People don't watch regular season baseball games. You know what they do watch? When they play it at the Field of Dreams. That's an event. That's an event. People can find time to watch sporting events. They ain't watching games. NBA's problem is all they have are games. They don't have any events. People don't see any of their games as events. There are so many of them. People aren't really locked into regular season basketball a whole lot. Did you know that on Fox, the average viewership for college basketball this year was 800,000? It's like a little bit more than the WNBA. Like, it ain't super popular in the regular season. No one cares about that. People care about March, and there is something in our little sports brain that goes off around this time of year and tells you it's basketball time, and we all flock to the television to watch it. So it's great. The tournament will never die. It might be the ultimate American activity that is not related to football. We all love the tournament. We all love our bracket. We all love to pick our upsets. We love the thriller. We love the buzzer beater. We love all of those things. The tournament is good. But we don't know the characters anymore. You don't know the coaches anymore. We just love the event of it. We love the gambling. We love the player props. We love the brackets. We love the community aspect of it. It's the one thing that we all enjoy. I just don't think we watch games anymore. And what football has been able to figure out and why football is so successful is they make everything an event. They make the first game of the season an event. They make Sunday Night Football feel like an event. They make Thanksgiving an event. They have created events for people to watch. No other sport can do that. And when they do create that, where it feels important, we watch it in really big numbers. That's an incredible number from the NCAA tournament. They got 9.4 million viewers across the second round of the tournament, Kentucky and Illinois. You can't name a single player. You can't name the coach at Kentucky. They got 10 million people to tune in for. It's basketball. It's the March. It's the tournament. I want to see how my bracket's doing. I want to see how my bets are doing. That is what the NCAA tournament has created.